Welcome back to the Irresistible You podcast. This is another episode of Irresistible Links. Irresistible Links is a series that I do to share with you things that I am currently finding irresistible, things that I am loving, and also sharing news and updates and trending topics in the world of weight loss, body image, and fashion and confidence. So I am so excited to be back this week. I missed some episodes. I'm getting back in the swing of things. And so let's just dive in, you guys. So there's a couple things I want to talk about. This is like the fun, I don't know how to say it, like the fun episode of the week. So we talk about like the serious topic at the beginning of the week. And this is more of a like, let's wind down, let's have some fun, let's just chit chat and, you know, get up in there, y'all. So I recently watched this movie. So for those of you that really know me, you know I love me a good old like cheesy Lifetime movie. I have always liked watching Lifetime movies since I was like a kid. And I've really been on a kick lately of like watching Lifetime movies in my downtime, or I usually will have one running in the background while I'm here working. And there was one that really caught my eye. And the name of this movie is Dying in Plain Sight. The tagline under that is the emotional story of overweight high schooler Morgan and her mother, Kim. This movie just really, really hit a nerve. Extremely relatable in lots of different ways. And I highly recommend watching it. It was very well done. It's over on Lifetime. So if you have the Lifetime channel or the Lifetime app, you can watch it there. You can also purchase a rental through Amazon Prime. And I think it was like $2.99. I ended up renting. I have the Lifetime Movie Club channel, but it wasn't on there. I don't know when they're putting it out. So, you know, there's different ways to watch it. I'll link the Prime video down below. And you can, if you're an Amazon Prime member, it's like $2.99 or something. It was really cheap. Anyway, this movie just really, really struck a nerve. It's about a high school girl. She's really pretty. She's overweight. And it's just so much of it was so relatable of like my teenage years. And, you know, I don't want to give too much away. So if you're going to watch it and you don't want spoilers, like turn it off, but I'm probably going to end up spoiling a lot of the movie. So, it said it was inspired by true events. It didn't really say if it was about one specific woman or girl. I think this was probably like a culmination of like different like stories that they have pulled together to make this movie. So give me one second. Let me see here. So there's more of a description on the Lifetime website. So it says here, you know, again, it's the emotional story of overweight high school student Morgan Cruz and her mother Kim, who both harbor dark secrets that lead to devastating circumstances. When Kim leaves her cheating husband, she becomes so focused on clean eating that she doesn't even notice that Morgan has stopped eating altogether. While Morgan receives positive validation for her changing body, hello, we all know how that goes, she privately begins to experience the terrible side effects of her disorder. Her cries for help seem to fall on deaf ears until she's hospitalized for life-threatening malnutrition, leading Kim to finally realize how her own disordered eating, was a terrible influence on Morgan, pushing her to the brink of death. So that is the description of the movie on the Lifetime website. So I kind of feel like I'm not really going to give that much away because I'm going to just share some thoughts that I had as I was watching it. So yes, she is overweight, and she starts to become, you know, she becomes anorexic because she just stops eating. And that leads to her getting hospitalized and like, you know, lots of other like health side effects that come along with that. But, you know, a lot of it was just, you know, the subtle things that if you weren't overweight as a child or a teenager, you may not pick up on, right? And some of them are not so subtle, but like she has this scene where she goes to the doctor with her mom and the doctor, you know, everything's fine with her. She's healthy. This is before she stops eating. But, you know, he has to get that little dig in there about, you know, you really need to lose weight, or, you know, everything's good, but you just got to get this weight off, you know, eat less, move more, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, no shit, Sherlock. We know these things, right? And that was just so relatable. Like, the doctors just, everything they want to just associate it with weight, right? Or they want to constantly remind us that we need to lose weight. And she's trying everything. She's doing everything. And eventually she just stops eating. And it was heartbreaking to see that and what she goes through. And then there's the line with the boy, like the storyline with the boy, who, you know, appears to like her and asks her out and this and that. And come to find out, he used her. Like, he was, it was like, in basically to make fun of her, I guess. So, in the movie, though, her parents are divorcing because Morgan actually finds text messages on her dad's phone, and her mom comes in while she's reading them. It's like, what's that? This and that. So they get divorced, or they're going through a divorce. So the mom is just like, we got to do this together. We're going to live our best lives. This is to her daughter. We're going to live our best lives. Like, you know, maybe we just need to try harder. We'll get the weight off. And she starts this insane clean eating journey. Just, you know, everything has to be about food, how many calories it is, how many carbs. Like, it's just so irritating. And, you know, then the mom is not overweight. She just wants to, like, get in shape, I guess. But there's scenes where the mom was in the mirror, like, pinching her fat, her quote unquote fat rolls, right? Or pinching her thighs or whatever it was. She never says anything to Morgan while she's doing this. And she doesn't, and we all know she doesn't have to, right? Children will pick up on parents or role models or older adults in their life who, and even friends, who rip their bodies apart in the mirror all by themselves. So sometimes it's not just what we say, it's what we don't say, and it's also what we do that our children pick up on those subtleties. Like, I am very, very conscious about not doing that when my children are around. And you know, not just my daughter, but my son too. Like, I'm very conscious of never picking my body apart in front of them or saying nasty things. Or it's not even just about you. It's about what you say about other women, right? Like, when I was bullied in school, it was always by boys. And I used to think, like, why are you so, like, obsessed about making comments, negative comments about me and my body? What is it about you that you have to say these things? And as I became an adult and I really started doing my work on myself, they were probably in a household with a dad or a mom who called women fat and disgusting and she needs to lose weight. Or maybe the dad was saying it to the mom, or the mom and dad were saying it about friends or other family members. They were hearing it somewhere that fat is bad. You're disgusting. You are the scum of the earth because you have some extra weight. They were hearing that at home because kids don't just make this stuff up, right? They're getting it from somewhere. So, you know, in the movie, the mom, and it's like, it's crazy to me how oblivious she is to her daughter's, first of all, her daughter's disorder, how oblivious she is to the comments and the things that she's doing that are actually contributing to Morgan having an eating disorder in the first place. And it's not until she sees her daughter laying in the hospital, not awake. She's like unconscious at this point. Her organs are starting to shut down, that she realizes, oh my God, what did I do? What have I done? What have I done? Oh my God. Like, you know, and maybe she didn't have the education and the understanding to know that what she was doing was extremely damaging. And I think there's a lot of people out there that think if I tell, like, let me say this. Anyone that says to you, I'm very concerned about your health, I just want you to know you really need to lose weight, I promise you they're not saying that from a place of concern, especially when they're not family, right? When someone says that, they're saying it to be gross. They're saying it to be conniving. They're saying it to be disgusting and rude and critical of you and your body. Like, no one sits around and from a good place and is like, I'm just really concerned. You need to lose weight. And people that are fat know that they're fat. You don't need to remind us. You don't need to let us know. We can see in the mirror every day, honey, okay? We don't need a reminder of that. And you telling someone, wow, you're really, it's going to get, y'all, I'm about to get on my tangents that you know I get on. But it's just like the statements, like, you're just so pretty. Like, if you could just lose weight. And I think that was probably said in the movie at some point also. I don't remember if it was said in that way, but I'm sure it was said. But that whole statement of like, if you just lost weight, wow, you would be a knockout. Oh my God. You know what? You should actually get into plus size modeling. Like, the bank of comments that I have that have been said to me over the years from various people is just, I know it's not astounding to you because you've been through it and you understand it, but like, people blow my mind that they think it's acceptable to say these things to other people. The other comment that I think is an underhanded, like insult, a backhanded, whatever you say, underhanded. I don't know. Anyway, you know what I'm trying to say. When people say this, they never say this about skinny people. She is just beautiful on the inside and out. I swear to you, no one says that shit to someone that's already skinny. No one's saying that to skinny women. They're saying it to women that are chubby and overweight. She is beautiful inside and out. Like, I am sorry, but that is just like the bless your heart of fat digs. That is the bless your heart of fat digs that people want to make. I hate when people say that. I don't like it. And it's usually coming from one of those bless your heart. It's coming from one of those people. Okay. That is not, it's not a compliment. And pay attention to that. I guarantee you people are not saying that about thin women. They're just not. Telling someone they have a pretty face. No, bitch. I'm pretty. I am pretty. All of this is pretty, okay? Telling someone they have a pretty face is not a compliment. It is an underhanded dig at their body. It is an underhanded dig at their size and their weight, and you need to stop saying it. You just need to say, wow, you're really pretty. Period. Point. That's the sentence. We're done here. There is no more. There is no more dot, dot, dot. There is no comma. You're really pretty. You're really beautiful. We don't need to say you have such a pretty face. Like, who goes up to someone skinny and goes, oh, wow, you have such a pretty face? No, no, no. Nobody is saying that. No one is saying that to a thin person. It's just not happening. So people can just be beautiful at 300 pounds, they can just be beautiful at 150 pounds or 100 pounds or whatever. We don't give a shit. They're just pretty. And so, you know, it, going back to the movie and just thinking about, it's not everything that you say, it's what you say about other people. And growing up being the fat friend, right? Always being the fat friend. Hearing your friends say, do I look fat in this? Does this make me look fat? Like, bitch, like I used to think, bitch, like if you, and I would say it out loud. So I'm like, if you think you're fat, what the fuck do you think about me? What the fuck do you think about me? If you're over there saying, am I fat? And these bitches are like a size 3, a size 0. Is that even a size? A size 0. Or being drug into the 579 store with all your skinny friends and pretending that you just want to look at earrings and shoes. You know, like the fact that there was a store called 579 is the epitome of toxic diet body hate culture. 579. And meanwhile, if you're over a size 12 or in juniors a size 13, your size is back there. Your size is upstairs with the women's, the woman section. Your size is up there. Like, just the way this world views people that are overweight is very sad and very tragic. And there's a lot of discrimination that goes on, and I don't feel like it's always talked about, right? And that comment was even made to me as a young teenager. I think I had just graduated high school. I was very young. And this bitch at Dillard's comes over to me while I'm looking at jackets and says, "Excuse me, but your size is over there." When you say these things to people, it's like taking a piece of glass and throwing the glass on the floor. And the glass shatters in a million pieces. And those pieces, yes, okay, we can pick them up. We can put some Gorilla Glue and we can put it back together. But it's always going to be a scar. And those scars from what people say to you, they stay with you. And I really want to let you know how much you have to do your own work to resolve and come to a place of peace with yourself, right? Like I've done the deep therapy work. I've used my framework as well. And I've really helped myself process those feelings that I used to just repress about things people said. But that stuck with me. And do you know, even at my smaller sizes, I even find myself doing this to this day, where I don't want to go in a store and shop if there's only like one or two people working there, because they stare at you, they follow you around, ask if you need anything, and in that fear of them saying like, "Oh, well, maybe you need this size," right? You know, it even happened to me wedding dress shopping. I had run on my lunch break because there was this wedding shop like down the street from my job at the time. And I was like, there's this one dress I want to try on. This wasn't like the big go try on the dress day, but like, I just wanted to try this one dress on. I went by myself and, you know, you're in this 360 mirror, which is just showing it all, honey, right? You're just showing it all. And when I got married and I was planning my wedding, that was probably the small, like I wasn't small. I wasn't skinny. I was not thin. I was still, you know, thick and fat, whatever. But I wasn't like fat, right? You know what I'm saying? I wasn't fat. I had some meat, right? But I'm not like fat at this time. And I think I was like in the 180s at this point, which for me is like a good size. And I put this, I don't know what I must have been wearing when I walked in there. I guess I look like a troll, under the bridge, fat troll or something. Because I come in there and this condescending bitch that's helping me, I put the dress on. And, you know, I have an hourglass shape, naturally. Even when I'm fat, you can still see I got an hourglass, okay? It might be a little thicker at times and a little smaller at times, but I still got it. And so she puts the dress on me and cinches the, like, corset shit on the back or whatever. And she's like, "Oh, my God. Wow, you really have a good figure under there." Like, No. Inappropriate, out of bounds, don't say shit like that. No, bitch, no. And I'm like, under there? What the fuck does that mean? If you've never been overweight and you're saying these types of comments to people, you need to stop. You need to have some level of self-awareness that they're inappropriate and they make cuts in people's emotional, like, state, okay? That even happened to me, like, prom dress shopping. Like, it's become, like, a scarring. I don't look forward to those things. Like, if I have to go try on a dress or something somewhere, I'm not looking forward to that, right? So maybe I still have some work to do around it. But, you know, it makes you, even once you've lost weight and you're a smaller size, that you still think, "Oh my God, someone's going to come over here and humiliate me and tell me I'm not in the right section." And let me tell you something. If you work in retail, you don't have the right to tell someone what section they're going to shop in. It's my money. I work for it, and I'm going to spend it however I damn well please. Okay. And you don't know what that person's shopping for. You don't know if maybe that person is shopping for a family member or a friend. So keep your fucking comments to yourself. Keep them to yourself. Like, you don't need to go popping off telling somebody what size or what section you think they should be shopping in. And I'm on a tangent. I remember a long time ago, this woman, was a family friend of an ex of mine, and it was Christmas time, and I had gotten this dress, right? And it was like super tight. It was small. But it was one of those ones like when you put it on, it was like super stretch. And she, this bitch had the nerve in front of everyone sitting around the tree opening gifts to say to me, is that really going to fit you? Do you think that's going to fit? Like, I'm done. Drop the mic. I'm done. Like, I'm done. So the fact that people are oblivious that they're saying these things, or they think they're being helpful by saying, do you really think you should eat that? Can you eat that? Are you supposed to eat that? Like, the mom in this movie is so oblivious to the damage that she's causing by her own body hate. Like, it's coming from her, like, her hating herself and not liking what she sees in the mirror. And how do you think that's going to translate to your child who actually is overweight, right? So, I definitely recommend watching it. It is going to be emotional. Like, there was parts where I'm emotional anyway, right? I cry at commercials. I cry at the stupidest things. But I was, like, actually, like, tears rolling at certain parts where, you know, this little girl hated herself so much that she almost killed herself from malnutrition and not eating. And then everyone around her can't believe it because she's still fat. Well, if you're not eating, why are you so fat? Like, people can have anorexia and not be super skinny. They can be, you know, pretty overweight and still be anorexic. But it breaks my heart for all the little girls and the young women out here that go to bed at night hating themselves so much that they're willing to starve themselves. They're willing to do these insane, brutal workouts. They're willing to eat things that they don't want to eat. And I am telling you, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You deserve more. You deserve to treat yourself with love and respect. And, you know, all the times that I look back on myself, especially high school, because this movie was about high school, and I look back at my high school self and I wasn't even that fat. Like, compared to the size 0-3 friends, okay, yeah, I look like their mom or something, but like, I wasn't even that fat. But when people make those comments, you internalize it to thinking you are this, like, you know, 400 pound person, when at the time I was probably 20, 30 pounds overweight. Right. And I think I carry it pretty well because of my body shape. And so just, you're not doing anybody any favors with your comments. You don't comment on people's weight and what they're eating and can you really have that? Or like, mind your business, just mind your business. So this movie was very touching, very moving. Very appropriate for, I was like, my listeners, they better go watch this. They're going to love this. And it might be hard to watch at parts, so keep that in mind, but I just think it's, you know, it helps in your healing journey when you see yourself in other people, when you see your story on the screen, you know, and you can relate to like what's going on. So it, again, it's called Dying in Plain Sight. It's on Lifetime. It's also on Amazon Prime for rental, like $2.99. I think it's $2.99. I have that linked in the show notes, so you can go and check that out. But yeah, I definitely recommend it. All right, so we're going to transition into a little bit more fun here because I know that was heavy and I get on my, like, you guys rock with me forever. You know how I get. And if I get on a tangent, it's like game over, right? So, all right, let's talk about self-care. Let's transition to taking better care of ourselves, loving on ourselves. And I really wanted to put this up last week for Valentine's Day. And if you go back and listen to the meat and potatoes episode this week, the flagship episode where I talk about the 7 types of rest, you will understand why I did not. Like, we were living in stomach flu hell. Valentine's Day, still living in stomach flu hell. So we didn't get a chance to do that. But right before the stomach flu, like, came and, you know, invaded our home. I had my quarterly Botox appointment, and after my appointment, I was like, I have some free time. You know, I'm going to go shopping. And I had no, I have to buy something, right? I went shopping, went to some of the stores, and I just started seeing some self-care items. And I'm like, I want that. I want it. Like, just because I do. And so I think, you know, a lot of times we talk ourselves out of things for ourselves. Like, I saw this thing the other night. It was like, listen, your child doesn't need another cute outfit. You need a new bra, mom. And I was like, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Our kids are dressed to the nines. They got the matching bows, the matching gemstone, whatever shit on. They got the whole outfit. We need to not forget ourselves in the process. And it can be so easy to talk yourself out of, you know, even like Botox is a form of self-care for me. Like, if you want to age gracefully, do you, boo. Do you. I'm not here to age gracefully. I'm here to age with the tools that have been created to, you know, enhance and improve. And that's what I want to do. You do what you want to do. That reminds me, backhanded compliments. That's what it was. Backhanded compliments, right? Another backhanded compliment. I'm just going to squeeze this one in because it's very fitting. You know the girls that always are like so proud of themselves and they're like, I just don't wear makeup. Like, bravo, bitch. Good for you. No one asked. But they always make it a thing to say around you. Especially, you know me. I love my glam. I love my makeup. They love to say, I don't wear makeup. Or I don't even know how to do that. Or I'm just not a big makeup person. Like, and they want, because here's what they want. They want you to go, wow, you're not wearing any makeup. Oh my God, you look so good. No, you know the type. You know the people that say this. This is not the person. This is not the friend or the person who's like, wow, could you teach me how to do that? Like, I really like your makeup. Like, I wish I could do it like you. That's not the same thing. This is the backhanded compliment bitch who's like, I just don't. Or for me, okay, y'all see my nails. You know me and my like glam tacky nails. I love the gaudy nails, and I always will. But the people, oh my God, how do you do anything with those nails? And I'm like, I don't know. How do you? How do you do anything with your fucking stubs on your hands? I don't know. How do you do it? that's like what I want to say. Is like, I don't know. How do you do anything with those like little stubby hands of yours? I don't know. I've had nails. I've been doing my nails, y'all, since I was 16. Since I was 16 years old, I've been getting my nails done. I don't think they are like, I mean, yeah, they're long, but they're not like super long, whatever. Like, just say you like my nails. Like, oh, you could just say, hey, those nails are cool. Those are pretty. And I get compliments on my nails all the time. But there's like those bitches who say, how do you do anything with those? I don't know. Would you like to come along with me a day in my life and I'll show you how I do everything? Like, it's like those backhanded compliments, whatever you want to call them. There's also the people, you know, now that we're in the 40s, we're in the 40s club, we have this as well, who are like, I've never had any work done. I've never had Botox. I've never had injections. I've never had fillers. Bravo. Let me go get your trophy. Let me also go get your trophy because you deserve an award. I don't care what other people do with their bodies. My body is mine. Yours is yours. If I want to fill my face with fucking Botox, then that's what I'm going to do. If you want to age gracefully and embrace the wrinkles and embrace the gray hair, by all means, do you. For me personally, I'm not about that life. I don't want to do it. I don't care what you do. Like, we can all still be beautiful in our own way, no matter what we're doing. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, people kill me with that. I've never had work done. I've never had this. Like, do you want a fucking award? Like, I will tell everyone what I get done. I don't care. I don't care. I don't try to hide it. I don't try to make it a mystery. Like, it is what it is. Anyway, back off my tangent. I digress. I was just going to share with you guys, like, what I got. I went to Ross. I went to, what's that store? Home Sense. I went to Home Sense. And so I just, like, looked around. I was like, you know what? I'm really liking the self-care stuff that I'm seeing, and I'm going to put it in my cart, and I'm going to buy it, and I'm not going to feel guilty about it. And I'm, because every time I go to a store, I buy stuff for my kids, like whether it's clothes or, you know, I see a notebook or whatever. I'm like, no. We're not even going to go in the children's section. We're going to do us today. So I want to share with you some things that I got, and I'm going to link some dupes or some similar items on my page, on my show notes and my blog. So you can, you know, maybe pick these up online, because you know how Ross and those stores are, like, they don't all have the same thing at all times. All right. So the first thing I got, this is an ice facial roller. So if you're watching on YouTube, I'm just going to show you what this looks like. Okay. So you can open this up and you fill it with water, or you can fill it with even like an oil or a serum or whatever, and you freeze it. So then you have this really soothing, and I have ice rollers also. I have some of the ones that like actually roll that you don't have to fill with water. This one, you fill it up, and I just thought this would be really cool. It has some like texture on here for your face. So we're gonna check that out and see if we like it. I thought it was a really cool thing, and it was pink, and you know me. I was kind of doing like my own little self-care Valentine's basket, because this was pre-Valentine's Day. And then I, in the Valentine's spirit, self-love spirit, I also picked up these gel eye pads, okay? Not to be confused with an iPad. Your eyes. These gel eye pads. And these are so cute. They're gold, rose gold and gold hearts with glitter. Again, you can throw these in the freezer, put them on your under eyes for swelling, things like that. I'm loving that idea. Let me see. Oh, yes. So I do have a glass facial massager. It's like a ball. You can run like cold water on it and like roll it on your under eyes, and it kind of helps with, you know, any type of swelling or just, you know, puffy eyes, and it just feels really good on your skin too. I'm a sucker for glitter, and I don't know what it is. I love things that have like water and glitter inside. I guess it's like the kid in me still that loves that. I don't know. I love stuff like that. And so these are shaped like moons, and they are it's called Moon Shape Ice Facial Massager. So there's two of them. Look how cute these are. They are beautiful. They're like the glass ice rollers, but they're moons, and they have moon and stars glitter inside. So you can pop these things in the freezer for a few minutes. You can run them under cold water. And then because of the shape of the moon, they fit very well under your eye to, like, you know, do the little for your facial. So let's see here. And you can put it on your cheeks, forehead, chin for 3 to 5 minutes. You know, so are these things necessary? Obviously not. We don't need these for survival, but we need to do things for our own self-care, our own self-love. We need to take care of ourselves. And going back to the episode before this one, where I talked about the 7 types of rest, this falls right into that. Like taking time for yourself at night, do your facial routine, you know, your skincare routine, use these little tools because they make you feel good. They make you feel pretty. They make you feel taken care of. Like, and here's the thing, $7.99, okay? We're not talking expensive, right? This one was like $3 for these things, right? We're not talking lots of money. We can do things for ourselves in a very like low cost, affordable way. And then I picked up a couple other items that are more like makeup related, but I've been wanting, and I busted into this one already. I've been wanting like a lip treatment or a lip oil or something to use at night. So I picked up this kit. It's called Lip Glaze Infused Lip Oil Set. And let me just show y'all. It comes with all of these. Okay. Can you see that? It comes with all of these different oils. And they're like a lip gloss that you put on. And so there's avocado oil, argan oil, black sesame oil, and vitamin E. So I've been wanting to put something on my lips at night, you know, just for that extra moisture. So I picked those up, and also they're like pretty in Valentine's Day. Okay. So here's the other thing. Now, I don't usually buy makeup at Ross or Play. Like, I'm very particular about my makeup. I have very, like, I'm very set on my brands and what I use. But I've been wanting to experiment with the more, like, cream blush, cream bronzer, highlighter, that kind of thing. I didn't want to spend a lot of money yet until I, you know, kind of get the, like, see if I even like that. I don't know. I just feel like it's going to feel greasy. But I don't know. I'm hearing that if you're over 40, it's a better look. So I don't know. We'll see about that. So they had this little set for $5. It's Paris Hilton. I don't know anything about her makeup brands, but it has a highlighter, bronzer, and blush stick. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Like $5, experiment, try it out, see if you like it. And then if I do, you know, I'll, you know, either I'll keep that one or I'll find it in the brands that I love to use. So that's that. And then I picked up, because y'all know me and my purple. Look, it looks like my brand. It looks like Irresistible You, right? We got the purple. It matches the Stanley. Hello. We love it. We live for it. It's a 6-piece blending sponge set. And they're just shades of lavender. So they're like, I'm like, oh my God, it's Irresistible You. I love it. So I got these for my, you know, putting on my foundation and things like that. And also it'll help with these cream sticks too. It'll help with that. So yeah. And oh, and just some hair ties. Like these are the hair ties that like don't, cause you guys know I'm always wearing my hair up. I hate wearing my hair down. I don't know. It's just a thing for me. So these are like more soft and forgiving in your hair. They don't rip your hair out as easily. So that's what I did. I got these self-care items. I'm going to go like organize my bathroom better because I feel like since we moved in a few years ago, that was one area that I didn't really like work on. And I want to like organize. I have products in there that I don't use. Like, girl, we don't need those. Let's get rid of them. And I want to organize my bathroom so all of these things are easily accessible. So I want to use them. I want to feel like, oh, this is relaxing. This is nice. You know, self-care. So think about what you can do for your own self-care. How are you going to take care of yourself? You know, you don't have to feel guilty about spending money on yourself. You don't have to feel guilty about doing nice things for yourself or having time alone. Like, no, we need that to be normal human beings. We need to have downtime. We need to have self-care time. Okay. So even though Valentine's is over, we can still love on ourselves, practice self-love, practice self-care, get out there and just do it, right? So hopefully this might inspire you to, you know, go do some things like that yourself, okay? I'm going to link. I don't have the exact links because, again, this was Ross. They don't, you know, I can't link things to Ross. But I will link some similar items over on Amazon. I'll put that in the show notes. You guys can go check that out. And this is going to conclude today's episode of Irresistible Links. I hope you enjoy these. Let me know. You can shoot me a DM on Instagram and let me know what you think about this series. If this has been helpful to you, you can, again, how do you listen to the podcast? You listen through a podcast player, which if you're hearing me right now, you're probably already using one. My player of choice is Amazon Music. If you are an Amazon Prime member, you already have access to that and you can subscribe to my podcast there and check the little check mark or whatever it looks like to get notified of new episodes. And also, YouTube. So I've been having all the tech issues this past like month and a half, 2024, basically, with my computers, with my filming, and YouTube is still new for me in terms of like filming, video, and things like that. So bear with me. I will get better with time. But if you prefer to watch the episode, and especially when I show you like the products and stuff, you can go on to my YouTube channel and you can watch the episodes there as well. So there's different ways to stay connected. And then through Instagram, that is my main social media. The main place we're going to connect, the main place I'm going to put out notifications, and make sure that you're following at Irresistible Icing over there. All right, guys, I'm going to end the episode here. I hope you have an amazing week, an amazing weekend, and until next time, stay irresistible. Bye, guys.